The worst Easter sermon I ever heard was not last Easter here, but the one that, and I preached last year, was at a community sunrise service in a rural community where we lived. The pastors of all the denominations got together and we each took part in the sunrise service. As was our custom, we decided that the newest pastor had to preach the sermon. There was a new pastor that we didn't know very well, and we had not heard him preach. But our thinking was, what can you do to the Easter story that would be so bad? And how bad can it be? He took to the pulpit and began to compare the reign of Satan to the presidency of Richard Milhouse Nixon. Now make note, this is 14 years after Nixon had resigned. He then likened us, and he looked to the other clergy who were looking at each other, you know, whispering like clergy do when some other pastor is preaching. And he would not give a pardon at all to Richard Nixon, nor to us. And he compared us to dead in our trespasses and sins, and compared us to roadkill. You were like a possum pressed to the pavement with no chance of life. And I said, did he say possum? My minister buddy leaned over to me during the sermon and whispered, how bad can it be, huh? You know, what can you do to the Easter message? A possum? Well, that sermon ended angrily and bitterly and as darkly as it began. No talk of resurrection, no words of hope in our lives, no hope for the world. At the sunrise service, when the sun came up, Jesus still lay in the tomb. I remember that sermon every year and still chuckle about it, because in my mind's eye, I see the expressions on the congregation's faces when we were compared to possums. I think I heard one or two amens. But in reality, the hope of Easter, the message of Easter, is not part of everyone's experience. Life can be difficult today. We find ourselves in tough situations, and everyone doesn't hear the message of hope on Easter. Sometimes we feel hopeless. Sometimes we feel like a possum pressed to the pavement. In the words of the old gospel hymn, tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, that's who we are sometimes. Commercial airline pilot on one occasion made a very particularly bad landing. And when the wheels hit the tarmac, there was this thump, you know, and you've been in those planes where you jump and you think you're going to spin out of control. So after the flight was over, the airline had a policy where the pilot comes out, and you've seen this, and greets everyone and thank you for flying with us today kind of thing. And this pilot came out, and I imagine he was a little sheepish. He didn't make much eye contact with the people as he said thank you. Everyone had gotten off the plane except an elderly lady who was walking with a handheld and a cane. She approached the pilot. She said, young man, can I ask you a question about this flight? He said, yes, ma'am, you can. She said, did we land or were we shot down? I pass that on along to you because of this. Sometimes we do feel shot down. Am I right? Sometimes we feel like we landed with a thud and life doesn't feel good to us. There's not much to hold on to, and we feel like people are attacking on every angle. W.H. Auden's memorable phrase was, the age of anxiety comes to mind today. We live in an age of anxiety where we are assaulted on all sides, our senses, our personal lives, our relationships, our world, and sometimes we feel hopeless. I would imagine the first disciples had that kind of shot down experience on the first Easter morning. The death of Jesus was not simply the death of a beloved friend, someone they respected. It was that, but it was more. The death of Jesus was the death of their dreams. The death of Jesus was the death of the hopes that they had for the coming Messiah. The death of Jesus shattered their hopes for the dawning of a new age without oppression, from the Roman Empire. And it was the death of something inside each person as well, because these disciples were deserters. We're told they were gathered in a room hiding from reality as much as hiding from the authorities after the death of Jesus. They each had behaved as cowards. I don't know that I would have done differently. And there's a great measure of shame that gets dished out when you're found to be a coward. All that was holding them together was unraveling and unraveling quickly. They were living through one of those times when, in the words of William Butler Yeats, the center will not hold. It's falling apart. We know about those times. And then something happens to them. Something miraculously. Those who did not cower away from the horrors of the crucifixion, the women. It's always the strength of women that pull us through. Amen. Thank you, women. The women, they came along with a message of confused hope. They traveled back with a message of some kind of confused hope. That little ray of light was peeking through the dark earth. The women came and said, He's not dead. He might be alive. And they embarrassed those women by saying, this is just idle women talk. But the women were right. Peter ran to the tomb and he looks in and Jesus is not there. And suddenly that little ray of light explodes all over them in hope. Can they dare believe it? He was dead. He was gone. Now he's alive. So let me ask you, what brought you to an Easter worship service this morning on a rainy and cloudy Easter morning? What did you expect when you got here? What did you want? A greater question to you today is, what did you bring to this worship service today? Perhaps you brought some worries that are smothering you. Maybe you brought some fear, some inoperable situations. Maybe you brought some anger, some deep resentment, some unforgiveness that you just cannot let go of. Maybe you arrived with some sadness and some sorrow today as you walked up these steps and through these columns and into this sanctuary. Perhaps you brought some doubt about, is there really any hope in the world? Whatever brought you here, whatever you brought this morning, you are met not with the bitterness and with death and with hopelessness. You are welcomed with the wide open arms of endless hope and possibility. And if you take nothing away from this service, nothing except this, remember, a situation is never hopeless. There's always possibility. That's the Easter message in a heartbeat. That's what the women came and told the men. There's a possibility that Jesus is alive. All is not lost. The fearful cowards of Good Friday were met with hope. The brave but sad women were met with hope. And you were invited today to share in a hope that can overcome any place in which we find ourselves, even today. The call to worship had just been said, starting the Easter morning worship service at a small church in South Alabama. The choir started up in a processional down the center aisle, singing, "Low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior." And you know how it ends. "Up from the grave he arose." And they're keeping in perfect step down that center aisle as their choir director had taught them to do. The last alto was wearing shoes with very sharp heels. Without thought of her heels, she marched toward the grating that covered the hot air register in the aisle. The middle of the aisle. And suddenly her heel got stuck in that grating, into the hole in the register. In a flash, she realized her predicament, not wishing to mess up the processional, lest she incur the wrath of the choir director. She kept right in step and left her heel in the grate in the aisle of the church. The first man after her spotted the situation and, without missing a step himself, reached down, pulled up the shoe, but the entire grate came with him. Surprised, but still singing, "Up from the grave," the man kept on going down the aisle, holding the shoe and the grate behind him. Everything works like clockwork. Still in tune, still in step, the next man in line dropped into the open register and disappeared out of sight completely. Gone. Well, the service took on a whole new meaning. For just after the choir ended with, "Alleluia, Christ arose," a voice was heard from under the church shouting, "I hope all of you are out of the way because I'm coming up right now." And a child standing closest to the hole shouted back, "Come on up, Jesus. We'll get out of your way." The man comes up. My Easter message is this, and listen carefully. Sometimes we stand in the way of our own salvation. Sometimes we contribute to our own hopelessness. Sometimes we limit our possibilities. Sometimes we do not embrace the full hope of a resurrected Christ. My message to you is this: stand aside, get out of the way, and let the hope of Christ engulf you. Let's pray for a moment. God of grace and God of mercy, we thank you that you have arisen from the grave. We confess our sin of sometimes standing in the way of the possibility of the profound resurrection. We confess sometimes, Lord, that we would rather wallow in sadness rather than embrace the light and the goodness. And we confess, loving God, that sometimes we are cowards when it comes to following you, the resurrected Christ. Our prayer this morning on this Easter in 2013 is that we would open our arms wide to receive your love, your grace, and your mercy, and yes, indeed, your hope. This is our prayer offered in the name of the resurrected Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Our hymn of celebration this morning on this bright Easter day that's getting lighter even as we continue to worship is "Lift High the Cross." It's a hymn of invitation for Christian discipleship, a hymn of invitation to be a part of this great congregation that loves each other and appreciates doing ministry together in this place. It's an invitation to prayer. Perhaps there is a prayer you would share even on Easter on this great day. Let us stand as we sing 141, "Lift High the Cross."